Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John, a case intake specialist. This is a recorded line. Am I speaking to Shabria?
Yes.
Hi, Shabria. How are you today?
I'm fine.
It's nice to meet you. So were you or a loved one you know, you or a loved one you know diagnosed with a cancer, like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, after using the popular weed killer spray Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And was it you or someone you know?
Me.
It was you. I'm sorry to hear that.
Hold on, sir. Let me put my Bluetooth back in my ear. Somebody has gotten in the car, so let me put my earbuds in.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Wow. Hey, Miss Sammy. I went to try to cash that check, and it's not. I can't cash it because the 2 is not printed out.
Yep, you can't see it. And I said that too on that check.
The 2 is not printed out. Uh huh. You can't see it.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Now, why would you go to Trustmark? Tell them you don't have a bank account.
Shabria?
Yes.
Are you still there?
I'm back. Okay, I'm going to go to Trustmark. Tell them, okay. Go to Trustmark.
Okay,
yeah, I'm back. Go ahead. I'm trying to talk to my mom. I'm ready.
Okay, thanks for. Shabria, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, great. Okay, so would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes. Hold on. Okay. Let me get my mama situated right quick. Go back down there because they need to print out another check because you can't even see the numbers on there because Walmart would have cashed it. You can't see no numbers on there. Okay. Hello. I'm here. I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. Just to confirm, you personally were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
And that's after using the Roundup spray?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. There's roughly 60 different subtypes of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you know what subtype you have?
B.
Would that be diffuse large B cell? Or is it a different B lymphoblastic?
Yeah,
B cell.
Uh-huh. The
diffuse.
First one that you see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and have you had more than one diagnosis?
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right, and Shabria, before I go any further, I do need to confirm, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm, or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
I have not.
Okay. So you're willing to affirm that? That's true?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And you are an adult, so you can file a claim for yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, fortunately, I'm speaking to you, so I know you're living. When were you diagnosed? When were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
In 2016, October 27, 2016.
Oh. October 27th, 2016?
Uh-huh, correct.
I'm sorry to hear that. And where did you use Roundup? Was that at home or work?
At home.
Okay. Could you provide
my phone and backdoor.
Can you provide me the home address where the product was used?
Yeah, 3340 Harley Street.
Is that Harley, like Jackson, Harley Davidson?
Yes. Jackson, Mississippi, 39209.
Okay. I found it. And this was your home?
Yes.
Do you still live there?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And do you know any other person that meets the criteria for this lawsuit? They used Roundup and later diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma NHL?
Not right off.
That's okay. Now, when you received this diagnosis of NHL, were you over the age of 18 but under the age of 80?
Yes.
Okay. And then, as a rough estimate, can you provide me an estimate for the number of years you've used Roundup?
About 8.
About 8 years? Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days during that 8-year period?
Yes.
Okay. And this phone number I'm speaking to you on, area code 601-488-7969, is this a cell phone number?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Shabria, I'm going to ask you if you've had any of these illnesses ever in the past. HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis
No.
C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had needed chemotherapy other than for your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Is there a history of cancer, a family history of cancer?
No, it's not.
Okay. Thank you. And you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, now I'm going to be gathering your information for the agreement. Your first name is Shabria. Is that spelled S-H-A-B-R-E-A?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your last name, is it Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Correct.
Do you have a suffix to your name, junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No, I'm
okay.
A female.
Okay, and you are female. That was my next question. Are you married?
No.
Okay, so are you single, never married?
Never married.
Okay, very good. Now, I do need to have you sign a request, authorization to release medical records, and I'll need to put your social security number on that authorization release. Can you provide me your social?
You need my whole social or just the last 4 digits?
The whole social. This is going to go on the authorization to release medical records.
I don't really be comfortable with giving all my whole social over the phone, but I'll give it to you.
Thank you. This is again for the authorization.
425.
6-1. 3-8-4-9. Okay. Let me repeat that back to you just to make sure I have it correct. I have 425-613849.
Yes.
Okay. And your date of birth, please.
January 5th, 1982.
January 5th, 1982.
Yes.
Okay. 01051982. Perfect. All right. And then how did you first learn of the Roundup lawsuit? Like, did you hear about this lawsuit through television, through online?
I seen it on television, on TV promotion.
How long ago? How long ago did you see that? When was that TV ad? When did you see that television ad?
It was like, sometime, if I'm not mistaken, last year or the beginning part of this year, I can't remember right off.
Okay, so can we say like a year from today?
Yes.
1 year from today would be okay? So that we'll say October 30th, 2023?
Okay.
Okay, and then what is your height and weight?
How much I weigh? Oh, Lord, you want to know how much I weigh?
I'm sorry, height and weight, please.
And my height. Yeah, because I'm chubby, do that math.
It's okay, I can't see you, and I'm not concerned about that. It's just because of this intake. Can you provide me your height and weight, please?
I'm 5'6", 285 pounds.
Okay, 5'6", 285?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. And then I will be having you sign, if you meet the criteria, I'll have you sign the legal agreement along with the authorization to release medical records. Could you provide me your email address so I can send you copies to your email?
Yes, Shabria Taylor 2 at gmail.com.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Can you spell
it's
spell
my the... first and last name.
Okay.
Shabria
Shabria Taylor.
The number two
okay.
at gmail.com.
Okay, it's basically your first and last name, the number two at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And it's spelled just as your first and last name is spelled?
Correct.
Okay. And the phone number that I'm speaking to you on, that is your cell phone. We've confirmed that. The law firm's going to call
mm-hmm.
you to do a case verification call. They want to hear from you that you were, that you did use Roundup and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma afterwards. That's called a case verification. It only takes about a minute or two. They'll call you on this phone number. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
And the best time that you can be reached would be afternoon or evening or morning?
You can do afternoon.
Okay, great. And then how many times per year or per month did you use Roundup?
I was in my garden a lot and in my yard. So probably a couple of times a month.
So that would be, what, 24 times a year approximately?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Can you estimate, give me an estimate, the dates that you started using Roundup and when you stopped using Roundup? Just as an estimate, approximate dates.
I started, like, July 2007, probably around the 7th or the 8th of July in 2007. And I stopped, like, the end of the year, like, December the 12th, around about that time, 2015.
2015?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I heard you say that you started using Roundup July, I'll say 7th, 2007, and you stopped using Roundup December 12th, 2015?
Yeah, it was like around the 7th or the 8th, one of those days. Probably go with the 8th.
Go with the 8th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I put July 8th, 2007 to December 12th, 2015. About almost 6 months before you were diagnosed,
yeah,
right?
Hold on. My AirPod died. Give me a second.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Hold on. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm back. I had to put my other AirPod in. Go ahead.
Okay, and why did you stop using Roundup in December of 2015?
You said, why did I stop using?
Correct.
Because I saw it having, like, this problem going on, and I didn't know where it was coming from. And so I just, like, once I stopped going in my garden, outside in my yard.
Oh, okay, so... Are you trying to say that you stopped because you started to have health problems?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then how did you apply? When did you apply Roundup? Was it seasonally, yearly, or monthly?
It was kind of about monthly, yeah, because I was using for my weeds and stuff.
Okay, so you used it monthly. And then how did you use it, or how did you apply the product? Did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, a tractor with hoses?
I had the hand sprayer one.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
I just only had gloves on.
Okay, so you had gloves. Okay, and where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? You said you used it at home. Was it in your front and backyard?
Both.
Okay. And how big of a yard do you have?
My house was made like a duplex house. So, but nobody stayed next door. So I guess like the average size of a yard, I don't know how many feet or nothing like that. I don't know.
What would you guess? How large of an area do you think it would have been, like feet wise? What's your guess?
Oh, top 4 feet.
Okay, all right. And then you used it while you're living in Mississippi.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then,
yes.
Thank you, and you used it at a residential setting?
Yes.
And you were directly exposed to Roundup through home lawn maintenance, home yard maintenance?
Yes. What the fuck is this, man? I'm sorry, sir. God, dog, who did that? Did you fart? Ooh, Lord, I got to come up out of here. Okay, go ahead, sir.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's all right. You're fine. So you were directly exposed because you used it personally? You sprayed the Roundup personally?
Yes.
Okay, that means you were present 100% of the time it was being used?
Yes.
And how many exposures to Roundup do you think you may have had in your lifetime? A rough estimate, your best guess. The number of exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
I had to have a lot of exposures over, let me see. And I used, because I was using it a lot, like once a month. And
I know. So what number comes to mind to you? Would it be like 100 times over your lifetime? 1,000 times? 500?
Probably
100.
Probably close to 100. Okay. Probably close to 100.
Okay, very good. Do you live near a water well?
No.
Or get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. What type of Roundup was used? Was it the concentrate or premix?
I mixed it with water.
It was a concentrate? Okay. And then where did you purchase the product most often?
Home Depot.
Okay. And do you recall when you last purchased the product?
No, I can't recall. I know. I think my last one I had bought was probably the end of November of 2015.
Okay. I'm just typing this up, okay? So you think the last time you purchased the product would have been during November 2015?
Could have been, possibly. I can't think back that far.
Okay.
I just remember a lot of the stuff from me having getting exposed to
I understand. Okay, Shabria. Do you have any proof of purchase in the form of maybe store receipts or credit card receipts, any photographic evidence or even videographic evidence? Any proof of receipts?
No, because I did a lot of spring cleaning, throwed a lot of stuff away within that time. So.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. Now, do you have a bottle of Roundup in your possession?
Oh, no, I most definitely wouldn't have that stuff around me no more.
Okay. Now, have you ever smoked?
No, I don't smoke.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. And could you provide me the name of your employer?
I have a home health business. I work for myself.
You're self-employed? You're a home health aide?
Yes.
Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I make my own schedule, so no.
Okay, good. And you work from home at 3340 Harley Street?
That's my address where I live, but I don't have any patients at my home. I go to them.
Okay, all right.
They got you another one.
And have you ever been in the military?
What they told me to do is...
Hold on one second. What they tell you?
Try to go to Bank Plus and see if they're...
Where's the Bank Plus at? Now, I don't know where no Bank Plus is. I look it up. What you say, sir? Because they shouldn't have gave you that.
Have you
what
ever been
say,
in...
What you say?
Have you been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in another lawsuit?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Can you tell me the name of the doctor that diagnosed your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
James Moore.
Dr. James Moore?
Uh-huh.
And what hospital is he affiliated with?
Mississippi Baptist Medical Center.
Mississippi Baptist?
Yeah,
okay. Is that where you got the diagnosis at Mississippi Baptist Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. James Moore, you said?
Yes.
Do you know what his specialty is? Do you know what his practice
is? He's
an oncologist?
Yeah, he's an oncology doctor, yeah.
And he's in, what city is he in?
Jackson.
Okay, Jackson, Mississippi?
Mm-hmm. Keep fighting. I'm out of here polluting my life.
I found him. Okay, Dr. James Moore, MD, oncologist.
Yes.
And it looks like, did you go to his office on Marshall Street in Jackson, Suite G07, or did you see him at the hospital?
At the hospital.
Okay, all right. And that's Mississippi Baptist Medical Center in Jackson, Mississippi, on 1225 North State Street. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
What's going on? So y'all killing my nose. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just typing up the information about your medical treatment, okay?
Okay.
So phone number for the doctor. I'm going to use the hospital's phone number because he's a resident there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Would you say it's negatively affected you, both physical health, emotional well-being, as well as financial security?
All of the above.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And do you know if the law firm requests medical records at Mississippi Baptist to confirm your diagnosis, would those records be available?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. And then when did you begin treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? when did you begin treatment? So you were diagnosed on 10/27, October 27th. Did you start treatment right away?
On the 30th of October that year.
Okay, October 30th. And that would have been 2016. Yeah. Okay, bear with me here. I'm sorry. I'm just typing in some information here, okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Thank you. And we're almost done here, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what type of treatment did did you receive for a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Did you get a stem cell transplant?
Chemotherapy, pain medications, and radiation.
Okay, so it's chemo and radiation?
Non-Hodgkin's medication.
I'm sorry, I barely heard you. Did they do a surgery?
I'm sorry, because we wanted to die. Pain medication, too.
Oh, pain medication is what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Okay, but no surgery?
No.
Okay. All right, now, are you still living at 3340 Harley Street?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Is that a house?
It's a duplex.
It's a duplex. Okay, is there a unit number for your duplex, for your side of the duplex?
A2.
A as in apple, 2?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, thank you. All right. All right, we're getting close to wrapping up, Shabria. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
They do not, Natasha Mitchell.
Natasha, is that N-A-T-A-S-H-A?
Yes, Mitchell.
M-I-T-C-H-A-L. Got it, okay. And Natasha's phone number?
769-268-0865.
Let me repeat that just to make sure I got it right. 769-268-0865?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And she's your sister?
Cousin.
Your cousin. Did you say cousin?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. All right, and do we have permission to contact Natasha if it's necessary?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, let me – you do meet the criteria, the minimum criteria to participate in this lawsuit. As I mentioned to you, I'll have you sign today – the authorization for representation, as well as the authorization to release medical records. Although you and I will be done after we finish, don't forget that the law firms won't take your case until they first hear from you to verify that you were that you had used Roundup and that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Once they hear it from you and that you've given them permission to submit the request for medical records, they will start working on your case, okay?
Okay.
I'll send the documents. You're going to be getting a text message from me. That will have the link to the forms to sign, but I'll send that in just a moment or two. I need to take a moment to verify the information. So you're filing a claim for yourself, Shabria Taylor. We've confirmed the spelling of your first and last name. We've confirmed your social, your date of birth. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, regrettably, on October 27, 2016. And we've confirmed your email address, your phone number. We've confirmed your address. Everything looks good. All right, in a few seconds, you're going to be getting a text message with the forms, okay?
Okay.
Wait 1 second. I think something, I need to fix something before I can send it to you. One moment.
Okay, Sophia? I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. That girl lying, talking about them checks. We trust more. Them checks with Bank Plus. Man, who gonna cash a check in the number ain't showing? Let me see it, Mom.
Okay, Shabria, I just sent you the text message, okay? You should be receiving it just a minute.
There you go. Okay, I got it.
Okay, so what you want to do is you want to click on the link first, and then you'll agree to accept SMS messages, that's text messages, and then you'll see a page that says, please review and act on these documents, and you'll see my name right below that, John Maurer. If you scroll down even further, you'll have to put a check mark next to agree to electronic records and signatures.
Okay.
Once you've agreed to electronic records and signatures, you can follow the yellow navigation buttons beginning with start and ending with finish. And when you hit finish, let me know, because that'll be my cue to do something on my end, okay?
Okay, I'm finished.
You're all finished? Okay, let me take a look at that one moment. Yes, Sabria, I can see that you finished. Bear with me here. Now, I'm going to send you a text message with my name and contact information.
Mm-hmm.
One moment. Okay, I just sent you a text message.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to send you one more text. And the name of the law firm, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker. They're the ones, if anyone calls you about this, about the Roundup lawsuit, just quickly find out if they're from Pulaski Kirker. If they're not, you already have legal representation, so there's no point in talking to another lawyer. But you do want to talk to the law firm, the lawyers from Pulaski Kirker, and they will call you sometime between now and the next 14 days.
Okay.
All right, Shabria.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. We're done. You and I are done. I thank you for giving me this opportunity to help you get signed up for this lawsuit. I'm sorry that these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together. The very fact that you used Roundup and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, that's unfortunate. But I am pleased that you're about to get legal representation and get justice in the form of compensation for the negligence of the makers of Roundup. So if you have no other questions, I want to say thank you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.